with his body, because Adam Rishon was created with an ability for his neshama to refine, to bring his body along with it, ilui achar ilui, until the neshama as well would be able, along with the body, to be able to be misdabek b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Adam was chote, then the there was a double tragedy. The first tragedy was that history extended itself for the period of thousands of years that we've been dealing with since Adam HaRishon, close to 6,000 years we're dealing with, and in order to be metaken the chait of Adam HaRishon, and in order for a person to be able to get his sachar, he can no longer get it within his body. His body no longer has the ability to be mezakech the chomer, but rather he has to leave, his soul has to leave his body, and that's the concept of mita, and that's what was told to Adam HaRishon, that biyom achacha mimenu mot tamut, that the only way of one's getting one's sachar is that the neshama's leaving the body and then returning to the world in a different form that we'll speak about. And in Sif Ches, what was pointed out is that now Adam, now man, has a double a double task. Firstly, to get back to the level of Adam HaRishon, and then to move from there onwards. So Leib asked that it appears to be a mission impossible. If Adam, under ideal circumstances, couldn't make the right choice, so how are we supposed to make the right choice if we're dealing with a handicap, if we're one step down? So I think what's pointed out over here is that even though it says Ishtadluto Mitztarech Atal Agil Shleimut Hu Kaful Ki Yitztarech Tchila Sheyashuvu HaAdam VeUlam HaMatzav Sheya BaRishona Achar Kach Yitalu Min HaTzav Ahu El Matzav HaShleimut Sheya Ro'i LaAdam SheYa'ale, that Tzav Kol Tzav Kadosh Baruch Hu always gives us Bechira Chavshis. In order to have Bechira Chavshis, there has to be an equality within the equation of choosing Tov and Ra, that one has the one can see the two sides and be able to choose between them. What's spoken about over here is more a question in terms of time, that rather than starting from zero moving to plus one, we have to start from minus one, move to zero, and then from zero to plus one. But even moving from minus one to zero, still we have the same form of Bechira Chavshis, where Kadosh Baruch Hu creates for us the equality that we have the ability of uvacharta v'chayim. Okay, that's what we dealt with last time. We're up to siftes. V'ulam milvad kol ze gazra midat dino yitbarach shemo shelo yuchlu lo ha'adam v'lo ha'olam e'at al-gir ha'shleimut odam b'tzura shenitkal kala dahainu ha'tzura sheyesh lehem achshav. This we pointed out. Shebanit barabah ha'rali yitztarech lehem b'hechreyach avor ma'avar ha'hefseid, that there has to be a decay, there has to be a disintegration. Dahainu ha'mafsa la'adam v'hefseid l'chol sha'ar ha'hovim shenitkal kalu imo. The entire world is a world, a post-chait, a world of decay. I think probably that's why we use carbon dating for anything before the Mabul, because carbon dating is based on the concept of decay. And that's something that what entered into the world post a certain moment wasn't always there. I really was talking over here about the chait of Adam Rishon rather than the chait of the Mabul, but we're dealing with where there is not necessarily a constancy in terms of disintegration. V'lo tuchal ha'neshama lezakech et haguf ela achar sheteitzim enu tchila v'yamut haguf v'yipaseid, and then v'az yachzor v'yibaneh binyan chadash v'tikanez bo ha'neshama v'tizakehu. Namely, that man will enter into a new body. That's what we call tchiyas ha'mesim. The new body may look like the old body, but the difference is that the body of tchiyas ha'mesim is the body of Adam Kodam Achet. Namely, that's the body that allows itself to the level of zikuch, to be on the level of the neshama, as opposed to our body, which serves as an impediment. V'chein ha'olam kulo yitcharev mitzuro shalata, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there is, that there is going to be a change in terms of the world itself. Yashuv v'yikanes b'tzura acheret ha'riyalu shleimut, alkein nigzar ha'adam shiyamut v'yachzor v'yichye. Hu inyan tchiyat ha'metim, al ha'olam shiyicharev v'yachzor v'yichudash, that we have a concept of this world post the Chet of Adam HaRishon being 6,000 years, v'chad charuv, and then another 1,000 years of churban. So, going back to the concept of Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, Ulasof Elav Shanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chozer Machadesh Et Olamo, and in that new Olam, that's when we return to the level of Adam Prichet. V'hinei lefi shorish zeh, Zman HaGmul HaAmiti, Dehainu Zman Kibul HaSachar Shezacharnu Lamal. We point out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created it in two stages. The world of Olam HaZeh, where we're mishtadel to choose Tov, and then the world of Olam Haba, where we receive the Sachar. Dehainu Zman Kibul HaSachar U'mekomo Hu Achar HaTchiya Bolam Shetechadesh V'haAdam Yehenei Bo B'gufo U'v'nishmato. That man was created in order to receive his Sachar as man, and man as man means a compound of Guf and Neshama, but it has to be a Guf that allows itself to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'yod Gufo Mezukach Ha'idei Nishmato, which was the level of Adam Pri-Chet, U'muchan Al-Yada L'yot Ne'eneh B'tuvahu. V'ulam Yibachanu Sham Ha'anashim V'yitchalef Madregotam U'ma'alatam K'fi Ha'shi'ur She'tarchu Ba'olam Ha'avoda U'k'fi Ma'shishtadlu L'ha'sig Men Ha'shlemut. That the Sachar of course will be relevant to the Avodah, would be relative to the Avodah, Ki K'fi Shi'ur Zeh Tishadir Ha'neshama Ba'atzma V'ta'ir Ba'guf V'tizakekeyot. The Neshama will refine the body to the degree that that the person deserves based on what he did in his level of Olam Hazeh. V'yiknu shnehem yikaru ma'ala, and then on that level that the neshama allows the guf to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that will be the sachar. Yiru'uyim litkarev el ha'adon baruch hu, which is the highest level of oneg, v'le'or b'or panav v'lehenot v'tuvo ha'amiti. Namely, as opposed to the Rambam, that olam haba is an olam of neshamot, the Rambam is very, very clear about that. Over here, the Ramchal is dealing with Olam Haba as being the Olam of Tchiyas HaMesim, of being an Olam in which the Neshama is clothed in a Guf, not the Guf that we have currently, which is a Guf of post-Adam, post-Chet, but a Guf of pre-Chet. V'amnam, b'hiyot shenigzera hamita al ha'adam kamo shezacharnu. Where does the Olam of Neshamot come in? That comes in as a temporary way station. That's of course of. Let's take Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu. If they were niftar because of the chait of Adam Harishon, it was necessary that there be a separation between their body and their soul. So where is their soul in the meantime until the period of Tchiyas HaMesim? So gam bizman apirud hazeh ruwi shiya mokom lishnei achalakim en mitpardim naot l'mashenir tamei pirud ahu. The body and the soul have to be somewhere in that interim stage. So the body, we know, haguf tzorich achzori yisodo, that the body disintegrates, tipareid harkavato, tipaseid tzuraso, haya min ha'afar elav yashuv. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. This is what's necessary for the body to be able to recreate itself in the pre-chait form. But what happens to the neshama? Ach ha'neshama hazocha b'ma'aseha, the neshama is in a holding pattern until the guf goes through its tikkun. During that period of time, this is the world that the Rambam speaks about as being the end of all worlds, the Olam HaNeshamot, according to the Ramchal. This is the interim period. Shaboti tikansu haneshamot hazakot achar tzeisan men haguf v'tishkon nasham b'makom menucha. This is the Gan Eden or Gehenom that the neshama goes through until it can return to the level of Tchiyat HaMesim. Kol zman hitgalgel al haguf hadinim haruyim litgalgel alav. So the guf gets its dinim and the neshama gets its dinim. V'hinei kol zman hahu Tishkona haneshamot ahein b'ma'ala u'b'ta'anug, that the neshama is not simply a neshama which is worthy, is not in a kafa kela, but rather we're dealing it's in a state of oneg mi'ein mashin in atem la'acharkach bizman ha'gmur ha'miti shezacharnu lemala. In other words, that is the mi'ein olam haba. I mean, the olam haba that we daven for is the world of Tchiyas HaMesim. Within this Olam HaNeshamot, clearly that there are levels depending upon what the person earns. So the neshama goes through two stages. The neshama goes through stage one of being in Olam HaNeshamot and receiving a temporary sachar there. And then after the guf goes through its temporary stage of decay, the neshama returns to the guf, and the shleimut ha'amitit ha'me'utad lezochim bo lo yasiguhu lo ha'guf v'lo ha'neshama separately. Okay, so that pretty much comes full circle in terms of what would have been. What would have been was that there would have been no need for this interim stage. Had Adam not been chote, he, as Adam, would have gone directly into the Olam Shekulo Shabbos without there being any need for an Olam HaNeshamot, without there being any need for a... for decay of the body, no need for any mitah, and that's the concept that Olam was in Gan Eden, that Gan Eden would have been maintained l'nitzchiyut, and because of the chet of Adam, we have to go through the stages, and when after the Tchiyat HaMetim, then yivula ha-mavet l'netzach, there's no need for mavet anymore, because we're dealing with a body that lends itself to the zikuch. That the sachar can come in the same body, simply at a different stage. Okay, we'll continue from here. B'li neder. Tomorrow is Bahav, right? So I assume the tefillah will be longer. Can we still learn at 10 to 9, or you want to play it by ear? We'll see when the slichos end. Okay, we'll see when the slichos end.